This is your Press TV news in brief. The Obama administration has blocked the release of documents detailing torture of a Guantanamo prisoner by the CIA. Lawyer for the Gitmo detainee Abu Zubaydah revealed government declared as classified all 116 pages regarding the defendant's torture by the CIA. Israel has arrested nuclear whistleblower Mordechai Vanunu after he gave a TV interview. Vanunu has been accused of violating the terms of his release from prison. Nuclear whistleblower was jailed back in 1986 for revealing Tel Aviv's nuclear weapons program. He was released in 2004 after serving 18 years in prison. Iraq has condemned Turkey's deployment of troops to its territory in pursuit of Kurdish militants. Baghdad's called the move a clear violation of its sovereignty. Iraq's foreign ministry has warned the cross-border operation by Turkish ground troops will affect bilateral relations. The UN General Assembly has overwhelmingly approved a proposal allowing Palestinians to raise their flag at the UN headquarters. The vote is considered a step toward the recognition of Palestine as a full UN member. Only 8 members opposed the Palestinian proposal, including the US and Israel. Most EU nations abstained from the vote. The chief of the U.S. National Intelligence sets off alarm bells in the face of a growing number of cyber attacks against the country. James Clapper warned upcoming cyber operations are likely to involve the manipulation of digital information. He also accused some states, including China and Russia, of being behind such cyber attacks. A Republican-backed measure to derail a nuclear deal with Iran has been blocked in the U.S. Senate. Republican senators fell 2 votes short of the 60 needed to advance a resolution disapproving the nuclear conclusion. This means the disapproval legislation is essentially dead. Some politicians in France are openly refusing to accept any Muslim asylum seekers in their cities. This has drawn anger and frustration over such openly racist and Islamophobic public discourse in the European state. France has agreed to accept a small number of Syrian refugees coming to Europe. And the UN Security Council has approved a probe into chemical attacks in Syria. UN says it will take all measures for a speedy investigation into the attacks. The West accuses Damascus of using chemical attacks in the war, while Russia says it has evidence that militants launched these deadly attacks.